The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
It's Freaky Friday!
Yeah, it is!
What's going on? It's a live look at the Tostito Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where today's high is like 55, like 50-something now. A little chilly outside, not really much sun coming up this weekend. We were out yesterday, but the gang is back together today. He's Nate Newton.
Yes.
That's Kurt Daniels.
Yes.
I am Jesse Holley. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille.
People. Braille.
Feel us. We speak. This segment brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. We're taking your phone calls today, 888-855-2297, 888-855-2297. We'll be taking your phone call. You want to hear what you have to say.
You want to feel what you got
to say. I want to feel what you have to say. The Odell Beckham tour has begun. He makes his first, you don't want to talk about that, makes his first stop in New York City. With the New York Football Giants.
Sign him.
Next, he'll be going to Buffalo. So he'll be going from, you know, low New York City to upper New York, Western New York City. And then he'll be making his way across town. Your former teammate and quarterback, Troy Aikman, said if he was a betting man, and I don't know Troy personally, like you know Troy, and Troy said if he was a betting man, he bet everything that he owns that the Cowboys will sign.
Wow.
Odell Beckham.
Really?
I have a change of heart.
Oh.
Yes, I do. I have a change of heart. And this change of heart can only be what year is this with CD? Is it his third or fourth?
Third
year. Mm-hmm. I have a change of heart.
With a heart? Well, we're listening.
Yes, sir. I have a change of heart.
What is the change?
Let's go get Odell with everything we got.
Really?
Sign him to 2 years, and by CD fifth year, let's get him out of here.
You're crazy.
Yes, sir. Because we got who contracts. I was scared that CD was in his fifth year next year.
No,
he's in his third year. Clarence Hill told me that because I was like, Nate, you got it all confused. And when does Michael come up? 2 years after that?
I mean, they just signed Michael Gallup last year.
That's what I'm saying.
He has three more years.
Then you got same with Diggs, right?
Now, Diggs going to want his deal next year.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just saying Diggs is on – this came together, right?
Diggs
came a year before.
Bruh.
Diggs. Odell, come on up in here, bruh. Because I got him. This your third year, bruh. Don't come to me about no contract. I got you on the contract, CD. Come on, Odell.
So you want him for future years.
Who that?
Odell.
No, I want him for this year. If he don't do nothing this year, get him out the door.
Well, that's what Jerry said, something like he's got to be able to produce now. Is he going to be able to?
Yeah, he better.
Nobody even knows how
to work kind of, him out. We're going to check that knee. I have a change of heart because CD is not up yet. If CD was up, no, do not bring this cat in here. That was my bad calculation, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't feel he'll be able to do anything for us this year. Mm-mm. Not of any.
We don't need him then.
Maybe next year. I think next year he'll round in the form and be able to do something if you bring him in. I was never a
By next of, year, you're round in the form and be able to do something.
I probably still won't be able to do anything, but it's a good. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
If you're worried about Odell helping us out this year, what does it matter if CD's around next year?
But the thing is, CD is getting better, I believe. And Jesse, you can speak on a little bit. I think he's starting to mature and understand who he is, and they can see what they can do with him. And I just worry when you start doing a contract of that nature, the money that this guy is going to command is going to make other dudes want their money a little sooner. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just the nature of the beast. And back in the day when I played, you know, when you was locked in, It wasn't a whole lot of guaranteed money. You kind of had to just sit there and, you know, and take it. But now these guys are a little different than us. They're not in this. Hey, man, this is my fifth year and you ain't offering me nothing? Oh, man, it ain't going to be nothing nice for that. These guys think different now.
And most of these guys used to be a holdout.
Yeah.
Now they do the hold in.
Yeah.
Will they actually come to the facility and sit in during the meetings and just don't practice? So, you know, times have definitely changed since the good old days, Nathaniel. Cowboys taking on the Colts this Sunday night at AT&T Stadium. Sunday night football. You know, these are these games, and Nate said to Kurt and I, just give you guys backstage access. Nate says, I'm not upset. I'm not mad. But why do I have to talk when we're going to beat the brakes off these guys?
For real.
But at times for the Cowboys, it's when they play these inferior teams, they sometimes play down to their level of competition.
Yeah.
Do you have any fear of that happening? Because remember, I was the one that came in here on leading up to the Thanksgiving game.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this should be an absolute blowout. It should be 40 points. It should be da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there at halftime like, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a blowout. And here we are. The Cowboys are losing at halftime of this New York Football Giants game. It was ugly.
Yeah. Wow.
First half. I was upset. I told you guys. I was out of character upset.
That's right, yeah.
So we talk about these next three games. You talk Colts, Texans, Jaguars. All inferior in comparison to who the Cowboys are.
Right.
And I think this is to me, this should all be preparation to the 24th of December.
Mm-hmm.
These next 3 weeks should be preparation for the 24th of December when you take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you say that, are you talking about, let's try this play, see if it works, let's do that, or is it more?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, like you should be able to come out here and try stuff.
Hmm.
You should be able to come out here.
Who you are.
Right, in the realm of
who you are,
You know.
I'm with you on that.
Let's get some live looks. And I'm not just saying that like Kevontae Turpin. Let's get some live looks at that. Let's see what it look like live and in the game. Because I think you should be so far ahead in the lead or just in the confidence of who you're playing that, I mean, the Colts are the most sacked team in the National
43.
Football. Matt Ryan is an old rickety statue.
Not 10 interceptions.
And outside of Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman. But if you come out and you get up 10, 12, 14 points on this team, and they got to make Matt Ryan pass the ball, it should be a sack party.
Yeah.
It really should.
Yeah.
And I think these next 3 weeks, it should be, you know, if you want to try more of, see a little bit more Deron Bland playing DB, if you want to see some Kelvin Joseph playing DB, like all the things that maybe get see what Jabril Cox and Damone Clark look like together in the game. You should be able to try a multitude of things heading into these next 3 weeks.
Are they mature enough to do that, though, Jess?
Or who mature enough?
The Cowboys. Mm. Do they have enough veteran players to go out and try to set that tempo?
Yes. I want to say yes. And again, because of the team that they're playing, no one fears. I'm not fearful enough of anybody like, oh, boy. Like, to pick on a Jabril Cox or to pick on a Kelvin Joseph like that. I think Michael Pittman is a really good – he is a really good receiver. But other than that, these next 3 weeks should be in preparation, putting things together, getting some live looks and some things that you may be working on in practice in lieu of your showdown with the division-leading Philadelphia Eagles on the 24th. I'm not saying look past them.
Right.
But – handle business, and then be done with it.
Is this a time where you give guys rest and get you know, we got some guys still sick.
No.
Do you say, okay, we're going to let you rest this and get over this illness?
That's the maturity part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Be strong enough mentally. You know, that's what Coach Johnson used to challenge us. You see the race. You know that it's going to be a difficult task to catch Philly because – you know you need them to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you don't catch them. But you go that's what you're looking at. You look at we ran through a lot of teams, especially when we knew the East was tough, like what we played in when I played, and we knew the Giants was still the pinnacle of our deal, we used to run through teams getting to them.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, and that's what I'm saying. Are they mature enough to know that we still led by this run game? We still led by this defense. Let's handle our business. The 22 major guys, let's handle our business. And then they start sprinkling these guys, like Jesse's saying, as the game go on with little to no drop-off, because you beat these guys. Are you mentally and physically enough to do that? And man, I'm telling you, I don't wanna be like we did last year, saying, yeah, they winning, but yeah, they just beat them.
Yeah.
You know, stop with the pre-snap penalties. I mean, a lot of them you can't handle once the ball is snapped. Stop with the pre-snap penalties and just do your job, man. And man, I'm excited, man. We should, man.
Is there a big risk though that they're looking past these three games? They are looking at
Philly.
Oh
no, you can't.
You can't.
You can't, man.
I know you can't, but that's, you know.
I'll be looking through these dudes to but see, that's after we had established ourselves. That's after we had established ourselves. You know, I had never heard, and I'm not Michael Irvin, Emmett, I used to listen to Dion them. I used to be over there because I came from, we were losing when I first got here. And I used to be sitting there. I'm telling you, and I was telling the guys over there in the studio, I'm like, when we had a three-game winning streak, when we finally got good, and one time we had a three-game winning streak, and I hadn't even realized it. And more importantly, when somebody said, hey, man, we're on a three-game winning streak. That was hard to believe coming from 3-13 and 1-15. Mm-hmm. That's hard. Jesse, you know how hard it is to win.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people. So when you start winning, your attitude should be, man, we got to get this next one. We got to get this next one. Then when you become elite, when we became elite, I kind of finally figured it out our second year after we won that first Super Bowl that we were elite. But we knew we needed to beat the Giants. So everything was – we ran through everybody trying to get through to the Giants. That's how they should be looking at that. They should be like, man, we're going to run through everybody. And I ain't saying the score going to always be pretty, but what I am saying is we won't be sitting at halftime like, can you believe they playing like this?
Right.
You know, wow, two interceptions?
Right.
You know, yeah. Penalties? I left tackle? I'm serious. You don't want to be saying that.
And what you also want to see to me is you want to see those things get cleaned up. You want to see the penalties
decrease.
You want to see the thing that you've been looking at all year long that you want to see continue to increase, right? The third down conversion, mm-hmm. that has jumped up since Dak Prescott's come back. You know, you want to see less of the careless.
Man, I can't help it, Jesse. Man, your hair looking good.
Thank you, brother.
It looking so good, people. So it's got a little oil in it, got a little shine. Tell like, is you sweating or is it raining?
Yeah.
You're like, nah, I got a little.
I'm going to the barber when I'm done here. So
okay, you're going to be even sweeter tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I ain't going to get to see you.
No, just time for grooming. You know, get quaffed.
I mean, it looks good, Jesse. I hate to cut you off. Go ahead on, man.
No, please, give me more. I'll take more. Don't let me stop you from complimenting me. Don't let this show. Don't let football stuff stop you from complimenting me. I'll wait.
Back to the maturity, Jim.
Oh, okay, you're right. Let me find some maturity. What was I saying? I don't even know what I was saying.
You were talking about how they need to reduce penalties, and I had a question. That reminds me of a question I had. McCarthy talked the other day about how they worked on cadence because they're having so many pre-snap penalties. To me, that seems so difficult because – you know, Dak is trying to switch things up to keep the defense off guard and that sort of thing. When it comes to that, does he have like five cadences that he's going to use, or is it every time out there could be something different? Or
them quarterbacks are slick these days.
So how does a lineman keep track of
when you talk about cadence, right? And you hear it in the game sometimes. You know, Patrick Mahomes, wide 80, why? And so what ends up happening is you begin to understand the rhythmic sound of your quarterback's cadence, right? So if it's on one, it's wide 80, you know, mm-hmm. and you kind of figure out how that's going to come. If it's on two, wide 80, say, hot. So you mm-hmm. pick up that rhythmic sound, and they usually, quarterbacks usually keep it the same. Yeah. It's if he may hold that wide 80 set or set. So that part of the rhythmic thing is that is what you have to kind of figure out and learn for a receiver. And I learned this from Michael Irvin. It was the rhythmic cadence is sound travels,
right?
So where Nate, he is closer to the quarterback. So he kind of hears the hut quicker than I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the quarterback goes, said hut, 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 mm-hmm. hut, hut, by the time it gets out there to me, they've already begun moving.
Right.
Right? So that's the part of just understanding your cadence and your quarterback rhythmic tone that he and he does it. So it's just getting back to that. And Dak sometimes when he's looking at the defense, they may start moving and he may hold that set a little bit longer. And now the lineman is like, oh. So
yeah,
that can happen in that because he's looking like, oh, they're moving. I might want to go back easy. And change the protection or change the play and stuff like that. So
that seems so difficult.
But the thing, and this is what is hurting us, I think, is it took me a long time, and you know, and I ain't ashamed to say it, is we didn't do that here. We would say hard counts on two, you know, and I knew that he was going in that first hut, it was going to be hard. Hut!
Right.
Hut. Well, when I got to the Carolina Panthers, hard two was when they said on two it was going to be hard and they're going to go on three. I didn't pick that up.
So he would
go up to the line and say, green 39, green 39, and it's a hard two.
Yeah.
He'll say, hut, hut,
hut.
Yeah. You know, it was really a hard two. Whereas with us, it was the hard two at forgetting it was the first hut. Like it was a hut.
Yeah.
But it was when I was here, it was a hard two. It was on the first hut, not the second hut. But when I got to Carolina, the second hut was the hard, and then it was the third one.
Wow.
And I jumped every time. The dude looked at me like, man, how did you make all these Pro Bowls? The hard count is like this, Nate. And he sat down and told me, and I never jumped again.
So he may say, I'm going to do hard one, then it. No matter what else he does, once he hits that hard one, you know the next hut you're going.
Yeah, yeah, and that's that was in Carolina.
Yeah,
you know, and see, I'm telling you, I'm with you. Just some quarterbacks get so good, and they demand that their offensive line pay attention. They don't play. They, you know, Troy would never get upset until the game, but if he probably demanded it more in practice, I would probably been better. But I'm telling you, some quarterbacks walk up to that line and just be talking. Green 39. They be looking green 39, like just saying. Then all of a sudden, you go to easing up. Oh, check. Now you start all over. But me with my dumb self would have been like, okay, I just remember green 39. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go into our second break. Let's get our cadence together so we don't jump off sides. We're going to take your phone calls on the other side of this break, 888-855-2297. That's 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you. We want to feel.
Yes, sir. Feel you.
So call in, and here's what I want for the call in. Here's what I want for the call-in. Cowboys win because?
Right.
Cowboys lose because.
Okay.
That's what I want. So listen in, callers. When you call in, Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because.
Help us out, Chris.
855-2297. Kurt, Nate, Jesse's Hang With The Boys. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too.
So whether you're a Here Every Week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. I jumped off sides coming back to this break. I just let you know that I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to out my stance and get this thing going. What we got this read? DCU Holiday. Give the gift of the Cowboys this holiday season with the Dallas Cowboys United membership. Gift your super fan with an annual fan club membership and fan packs for as little as $20. Tis the season. Learn more at DallasCowboys.com/United. Give the gift that keeps on giving. All right, we're going to go to our callers. Remember, callers, Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. Chris, who we got? Oh, I'm good. What's up? I got Pastor.
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm great, man. Ready for Sunday. First for worship and then ready for Sunday night. I love the 8:20 night games, man. It gives me a chance to rest and be fully invested with any stuff off my mind. So yeah, man, let's go. Cowboys win because we see the whole Cowboys. When I say we see the whole Cowboys, that means we see offense, time of possession, defense, aggressively stopping the run to force them into passing. And we see great special teams. That makes us win. I'm not even entertaining the Cowboys lose. The devil is a liar.
I appreciate that, Pastor. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. And continue to pray for us over here at Hanging with the Boys.
Yes, sir. Always, man. Y'all be blessed.
Speaking of special teams, I saw you put in the notes, Kirk. Kevontae Turpin asks Coach Fossil, you know, can I bring more of the kick returns out from 6-7 yard deep? That's not a good thing.
I wouldn't think so.
I'm going to tell you that right now. That's not a good thing. And yeah. I know he's probably itching at the bit to kind of make some more plays for this team and want to, you know, do some stuff.
Go over there and talk to Keller.
That's not, I'd be like,
it's a hard no on that one, buddy.
Yeah, that's not a good formula. You don't want to bring, maybe every now and again, you know, you might bring one out, but trust me, you'll lose more.
Let me ask you this. Could it be like the whack-a-mole?
It will be a whack-a-mole.
No, I'm just saying, like, you remember the stipulations of doing whack-a-mole?
Yes,
was,
if you get two touchdowns.
Exactly. Yes, there you go. You're up by two touchdowns.
Yeah, you can bring one out.
You can bring one out.
But that's not a good strategy to bring one out, you know, 6-7 yards deep on the first play, of the first kickoff of the game. Like, just relax a little bit there.
Yeah, that scared me a little bit when I read that.
Yeah. All right, what we got, Chris?
We got Kent in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Kent in Las Cruces?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. What's going on? I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because?
Well, hopefully they take off like they did against the Vikings. If they score that easily and that consistently, you force Matt Ryan to throw the ball, and that lets our defense just totally tee off on him. I think they win easily if they're able to score consistently on offense. If they struggle a little bit, they're inconsistent on offense, and if they allow Indianapolis to get their running game going, that could be one of those deals where they let them get the idea that they can hang in there and actually win the game.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call, man. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. I think if there's one position that Micah Parsons is flawed at is actually playing linebacker.
What? Really?
He's going to No, I'm agreeing with you. He done lost his that natural instinct. I'm serious. He had some instincts coming from that. Your field of vision is so much different coming from linebackers, from an end to a linebacker. Your peripheral and everything just instinctively, you don't always keep that. You got to play with that and keep playing with that. Stop. You got your hair done. Yeah,
play with that and keep playing.
You got to keep it right. You got to keep the instinct right. But no, for Micah Parsons, I think, and this is no, please, guys, I'm not taking a shot at Micah Parsons, but I'm just saying, when you think about playing, the one thing that these next three games will present is Jonathan Taylor, Pierce, mm-hmm. Etienne.
Yeah.
Three teams that are going to try to run the football.
They know that's the only way they can.
That's the only way that they'll be able to truly compete is try to run the football. And we saw when Micah Parsons went back to linebacker versus I'm drawing a blank now.
Green Bay.
That didn't bode well for the Cowboys defensively. And so I don't think Micah Parsons should go back to that full-time linebacker position to stop the run. Mm-hmm. I think he's become more suitable as that rush defensive end. And if there's one, like I said, there's one position where he struggles at is when he plays full-time linebacker. It's a lot that he has to kind of get through, and those guys up front may not be as clean as they need to be. So guards and tackles are getting up on him, and centers are getting up on him. They deuce blocking to him and all that kind of stuff, and they get caught in the traffic and the wave and all that kind of stuff. So if Dan Quinn learned anything from that Green Bay game, it was if I'm going to play Micah at linebacker to quote-unquote stop the run, then I need to mix it in and not let him be at linebacker all day long.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it sounds like they'll have Anthony Barr back, right?
Right.
And this Damone Clark kid has kind of shown up. So it seemed like against Green Bay they had to put him there. They just didn't have much depth going on. So maybe they're at a point now where I agree. They don't, you know, he's not the same guy when he's only a linebacker. So.
Yep. All right, Chris, who we got on the phone?
We got our boy Anthony in Miami.
Anthony in Miami, what's up, Playboy?
What's up, my dudes? Look here. That's the easiest one y'all gave me. Win, Dak. Not the one you thinking. D-A-C, Dak. Discipline, accountability, consistency. Lose if you don't do that. That's it.
You, man. I like that.
What was it? D-A-C?
You got D-A-C. D-A-C, Dak, baby. Not the D-A-C, Dak. Not my dog.
Discipline, accountability,
consistency.
And consistency.
Nice.
DAC. I like that one. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate
you,
brother.
Oh, DAC. You are so stealing that on the pregame show, aren't you?
100%. Hey, I'm going to give Anthony credit, though. I'm going to give Anthony credit. But no, discipline, accountability, and consistency.
Yeah.
I think discipline has been one that has been up and down for the Cowboys this season. It's doing the right thing. And discipline comes with, like, that is a whole, like, discipline. It ain't just, you know, the penalties. It's the communication. It's assignment alignment. It's knowing the coverages that you're running your routes into. It's, you know, hey, if
walking
I'm supposed
to— Walking up to the line, looking at the ref, saying, am I really on?
Right. Defensively, you know, hey, how about you turn back and look for the ball? You know, like, all those things. So discipline. And then being accountable. Like, knowing, you know, am I my brother's keeper? That's the one thing about, especially defensively in football. Offensively, one guy can do something wrong and you still have a ton of success. Defensively, one guy does something wrong and it's to the house.
Yeah,
it can be real bad. So, you know, you got to be accountable to your brothers and then consistently do it from start to finish.
That's the biggest problem, maybe.
That right there, doing it from start to finish. All right, Chris, who we got on the phone?
We got our boy Jonathan in Big Springs.
Jonathan in Big Springs, what's up, my guy?
How you going, fella? You doing good today?
We're doing fantastic. It's Friday, man. All is well.
All right, we're going to win because of Kellen Moore, or we're going to lose because of Kellen Moore.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, wait,
when? If you can stick to the game plan and run the ball, and then we get ahead and our defense heat, we'll win. If we don't, we start doing trick plays, we're going to lose.
All right, man. I appreciate
it. It is. Let that man finish.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because sometimes when I hear like
certain people, huh?
When I hear certain names in the, you know,
Kevin I'm not saying a trigger.
That, it is a trigger. It really is a trigger. And people are going to say, "Well, Calvin got the number one offense in the league, and number one this, number one that."
Yeah,
it's Kellen Moore. He just glitches sometimes in these moments where he shouldn't be glitching. And so we'll see. But I you know. If Kellen Moore is in his bag, if he's in that good, you know, Louis Vuitton bag, is in that good Balenciaga bag or that good, Gucci, you know, man. Gucci bag or whatever designer that they're wearing nowadays.
I want to get me a Gucci backpack, man, but they don't look manly like the Louis. You know what I'm saying? They don't look manly like the Louis.
Just stick to your nice little black one you got.
The ugly bag where I can just throw on the ground anyway. Because if I ain't going to throw my Gucci, never mind. Yeah. I would say the wrong word.
You throw your Gucci around, though.
That's for what.
You throw that Gucci in a circle. I know you do. Mm. You throw that Gucci in a circle, man.
Can we get to the callers, Chris?
No, we're taking our final break.
Because I was having
break.
Fun, man.
Patrick's already called.
Okay. We can get to one more caller before we go to break if you want to.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to one more caller. What you got, Chris?
We got George in California.
George. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Good. And yourself?
We good, man.
Mm-hmm. Easy win, but for some reason I also feel like this could be a trap game. But I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to go Cowboys, and we win because Dak and Zeke are mad last time that they shut us out back in 2018. Thank you, guys. I hang up. I'll listen to you guys.
Dak and Zeke, that's your guy.
Yeah, man. I'm just excited, Jeff.
You know what's funny?
I'm just excited.
Someone hit me up the other day, and they was like, "Yeah, you said on Hanging with the Boys that Zeke would never have another game like he had." I was like, "Yeah, 192-yard game." I was like
when they're facing a guy like Jonathan Taylor, does that add a little bit of, you know,
for the defense?
No, for a guy like Zeke or even Pollard, like. Okay, you're supposed to be the best. You were the last year's rushing champ. Let me show you what I can do. Or is it such a team element that's not really?
No, I think if Jonathan Taylor was in his prime and Zeke was in his prime, then maybe. Hmm. But I think Zeke, I really think Zeke has matured to a point where he's like, I'm not in my prime anymore. Like, I'm really here to do what the team needs me to do and just be a team player.
Okay.
You know? I think Tony Pollard is still trying to find his kind of like, you know, poke his chest out like, hey, I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm one of the best backs in the league. And for Jonathan Taylor, I think a lot of for him is he knows that he's one of the best backs in the league. He's suffered from offensive linemen being not as good anymore and the quarterback play not being as good anymore and injuries for him. Yeah. But like when you're both in your prime, I think you kind of, you know, look across the field and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
But I mean, those guys aren't their prime.
And you know what's so sad about a running back is nobody goes in the draft trying to protect you. Like, the kid in Cincinnati, they like, we signing linemen. We don't care what happens. Whether they're good or not, we're going to help this kid. You know, KC kid. Hold on now. We just gave him we drafted somebody to help him. But the running back who's great, well,
got to figure it out.
Got to figure it out here. You know, it's like you left all, you hung out to dry, man.
Wow. All right, let's head to our final break of the show. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. We'll give our keys to the game and our predictions. 888-855-2297.
We love you, Zeke.
We love you. We love you all.
We love you, Zeke.
Just hanging with the boys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys as we get you all revved up and ready to go for the Cowboys versus the Colts Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I didn't do this in the second break, so I'm going to do it now. And that segment brought to you by Blockchain. Blockchain.com. We're heading back to the phones. 888-855-2297, and we want to hear from you. We want to feel you. We want to, like Braille. We want to feel you like Braille.
We want to feel you.
We want to know, the Cowboys win this game because, or the Cowboy loses this game because, or like Pastor said.
They can't lose.
Pastor said, ain't no losing. The devil is a lie, and the Cowboys are only going to win, win, win. So, all right, Chris, who we got?
We got Greg in North Carolina.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, man, what's shaking?
We can't call him, man. We just shaking the gooch.
I hate to say this, but Cowboys lose because of Kellen Moore. He can't stand himself. He's going to go away from what we do best and make the defense stay on there too long until they just run it down our throat. Mm. Monday, they fire Kellen.
Oh, Lord, jeez. Why did you not screen him away from us? You just took my joy, friend. What's your name again, sir?
I'm Greg.
Greg, you just took my joy, man. I'm sitting here about to go to sleep, man. I'm feeling so good.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate
you.
You just woke me up, Greg.
Come on, man.
That was. I don't think they're gonna fire Kellen on Monday, but
It's such Kellen is such a lightning rod. It seems like. I mean, the offense has been one of the best in the league for the last 2-3 years. Or number one back again with Dak, but you said, he glitches sometimes. That gets everybody
playoffs.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if he could ever get past the second round, playoffs.
Side note, I like that. What's that? Like a vest? I like that. That's new?
Well, no. I've had it a while.
I like that, man.
It's pretty nice. It's
pretty sweet.
You got to get the fellas on, man.
You know, I got to get you on. I got it free.
All right, Chris, who we got on the phone?
We got V in Atlanta.
V in Atlanta. ATL, shout it.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I say we win because CeeDee and Gallup both have 2 touchdowns. Ooh. And our running backs have 100 yards. We lose if none of them show up because they're sick.
That could be a biggest problem.
That could be. V, we appreciate you. Okay, so that's 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Schefter's reporting that Kenny Moore, Colts cornerback, is ruled out, and their offensive tackle, Braden Smith. I don't know if that matters. But
yeah, it matters.
It does.
Kenny Moore is big.
Yeah, yeah,
he's a Pro Bowler.
Which tackle?
Braden Smith. Right or left. Let's see. What is he?
But, no, I think V is right, though. If
he's the right.
The CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup kind of combination, it's been up and down this year. Mm-hmm. I think CeeDee's kind of catching his wind, starting to put together some really good football games. And Michael Gallup's trying to find his way. And you know, he made some really tough catches the other day in the game, and people went crazy about it. And I guess the voice of reason in me is like, well, the catches were so difficult because he's not created any separation. But we talked about
one way to look at it. Sure.
We talked about this before. You know, Dak right now is the leading candidate from quarterback position who throws the ball into more contested catches than any other quarterback in the league. So that's a combination of, you know, either getting to the read late or guys not creating separation.
I told this dude, I said, I'm so happy, man. You and Greg, y'all are special. Mm.
But I like what V said. I like she said.
I like what she said.
Two touchdowns apiece.
Okay, I love what she said. But you just sit here and tell us. It's almost impossible.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. How you explained it.
No, I said CD is catching his wind, is putting together some good games.
Okay.
I said Michael Gallup is still trying to find his way. Right. He had some good catches, some contested catches.
Why?
Because he's still not creating separation.
See that? You see what I'm saying?
Are you surprised that Noah Brown's kind of disappeared?
No.
No?
No.
Because
he's the third receiver.
Yes, he's the third. He's
the third receiver, he's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
Because now you see our tight ends are coming into play more.
Yeah.
So, and it's nothing against Noah, I don't think.
Nothing against him, but that's just the way that they've been using.
He was Cooper Rush's guy.
That's who Cooper Rush probably throws to majority of the time when they're in practice together. Yeah. So, all right, Chris, who we got?
We're going to do our picks.
Oh,
you got 5 minutes.
That's so fun.
We'll take one more before we do our picks.
Give me a second, then.
Hey, man, that's so funny,
while you're on that call.
You just like you waited on. You just waited on Greg. You just waited on Greg to call in and kill us like that.
Give me your keys to the game, man.
Oh, my keys.
We already know what your score is.
No dumb penalties. Time of possession. No dumb penalties. Time of possession. Play to the strength. You know, Dak, be aggressive, but not dumb. Because I didn't appreciate that. You can go on the air and say, hey, I'm going to be aggressive, but not to the detriment of the team. So play smart, play hard, play to the strength, and that's our defense. And, man, we going to wipe these dudes. We going to beat these dudes. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, don't come out and play with your food like they did the Giants last weekend.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Get after it. You know you're better than them. Show them. Like you said, run through them. You're running through these teams to get to the Eagles.
That's right.
I mean, they'll put up 30 on this game, like 30 to 14. Or
something. Good.
Okay.
Chester, you need to stop.
I didn't say it.
Well, I don't feel like you're going to say something good.
I am. I'm talking about the defense.
Okay.
The defense, this is your game. This is your game. You shut down that run game and you don't let Taylor and Pittman get going, this is an absolute blowout.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, Anthony Brown or Kelvin, whoever's the quarterback opposite of Trayvon Diggs, mm-hmm, if you let Michael Pittman Jr. get going, he's a really good receiver, makes a lot of tough catches, can create separation, is a playmaker.
So you had to say he can create separation.
I had to because I know if I didn't, you were going to say, well, what's wrong with him as well? So I had to cover my bases.
Okay.
And then Jonathan Taylor, this team, Matt Ryan's not the guy anymore. So they're going to try to rely on Taylor to get things up and running. If we don't stop Taylor, then we're in for a very, very long day. So this game.
But do we still win if we have a good day though? Can we still win?
Yes. Yeah. But it's going to be more difficult.
Yeah.
More difficult than it has to be.
Yeah.
You mentioned Diggs. He just said a few minutes ago that he should be able to play this weekend. He's feeling a lot better.
Okay. So. Good. Well, that's good for me. I got. Let's go 32-14.
Right.
So 32-14. That's my prediction right there.
That's pretty good.
32-14. Cowboys lose 32. No, Cowboys win.
Hey, that
32.
Dude got on a coat with patches on the arm. That's a nice seen coat. That in a long time, that's a nice man. Coat. That's a pretty high dollar coat.
That's good big money right there.
Yeah, man. You must be rich. I'm going to go ask him.
What was your score, Nate?
We're going to beat them by three. We're going to beat the brakes off.
Whoa, score.
That's a blow. Funny story. You talking about money. I saw a thing the other day on Twitter at the Art Briles thing. Yep. Not Art Briles, but the I forgot the name. Whatever the thing is called. They had this ATM machine. And so everybody that goes to this ATM machine.
I saw this.
And you put your card in the ATM machine, it comes up on the screen about how much money you have in your account, and it ranks you.
To all the other people that are
With your picture, too.
With your picture as well, So it's like one guy just casually has $2.9 million in his account. It's a checking account. Like just, it's a account. And it, when you look at the dude, it's like, he looks like a dude, like, you know, T-shirt, scruffy beard, young cat. Just $2.9 million, $3 million in his checking account. Just
where he ranked?
Number one. He was number one.
You remember that, I said. The number two. He got some separation.
Yeah, he got the number two was this white lady. She had like almost $400,000 in her checking account. I was like, I got time. I need to come down there and see you, Miss Lady. You know, one dude was number 84. He had no dollars in it. I said, he's there for a good time, not a long time. He recruiting. I was standing right in front of that machine. And I'm recruiting too. So I thought that was pretty cool. I thought about that when you said he looked like he got money. I said, let's put his card in the ATM machine and see if he got some money.
Wow, that's pretty good.
All right, fellas.
Tell us about the soccer right quick. Is anybody of importance?
No, the USA's not playing, so I don't care.
Okay, all right.
So That's it. We're done.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, great show, man.
Yeah.
Till you and Greg got together.
No.
I think you made that dude call.
I texted Greg and told him to call.
Yeah.
I said that.
Once the pastor called in, it was downhill after that. Yeah.
Once I get pastor out the way, then we can just go. I got my blessings. I got my grace and my mercy. Now we just go downhill from there.
Wow.
Nah, guys, it's good to see you.
Greg say Monday, man. Wow, Greg, you hard, bro. It's been a long time since we had that type of hardness.
If they lose to the Colts. Yeah, they better fire Kellen Moore money. I'm with you, Greg. I'm with you, Greg, from North Carolina.
Wow.
If they lose to the coach, he needs to be gone on Monday.
Wow.
That's gonna be my show title on Monday. He got to go. That's gonna be the show title on Monday. All right, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Chris in the back, Audio Jazz, Broham, brother.
Willie,
we appreciate you, man. Nate, Kurt, I am Jesse Holly. Together we make Hang With The Boys, and we are out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!